Hi, everybody. I'm Flora Pastorero.
And I'm Carrie Perry, and this is Chick to Chick.
All right, anybody who knows me knows I love babies.
Yes,
I can't help it. I love babies. I love babies. I love the way they smell.
I love the way they look and how they coo. You love everything about them.
I do, and they're soft, and they're just, I think they smell like heaven. That little sweet spot on the top of their head.
Oh, so soft.
So adorable. I just love babies.
I know you do.
Yeah.
You stole mine.
I did, but the thing is, I steal babies, but then I give them back because I'm over the poopy diaper thing. I'm over all of that. I'm over all the throw up. When my son was a baby and I would have to go to work and I was in a business suit, and I would like walk like this.
Right.
I carry him like this.
Don't get sick on me.
Okay, don't throw
no
up
accidents.
On me. Don't. Yeah, yeah.
Don't touch my hair.
I take him into daycare like that, like, because he inevitably would throw up on me or whatever. But
of
I absolutely love babies.
And well, they have a calming effect.
They do.
When you hold a baby, you can't be in a rush. You can't be in a hurry. They just calm you down, unless they're crying their heads off. And then you give them back if they're not yours.
Exactly. There is, you know, it is interesting because when they're sitting on you, there is this chemical reaction, I think, that just sort of calms you down and you're just like,
are you an instant rocker? Are you an instant mover?
Yes, yes.
I can't hold a baby and
you do the mommy move.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what it is, but I think they love it
too. I might do it today.
You
just
might.
By
you
virtue might. Of seeing a baby.
I can't wait.
I rock my way through this podcast.
I can't wait.
I know. You want to tell him?
Yeah,
tell
let's bring our guest in.
Okay.
Our guest today is Jasmine Brooks, anchor at CBS 21. And Jasmine just recently had a baby. And we are just loving this.
Yes.
Our little baby love. Hi, Jasmine.
Hi, Jasmine.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're good.
How's motherhood?
Okay. Wonderful. She's right here sleeping. I'm going to grab her now.
Okay. Look at her.
Stop it. And her bow on her head.
Oh, okay. So this is the best part when they're asleep, huh?
Yes. Has no idea how to care in the world.
Sleeps a lot, actually. She's a really good baby.
Tell us about her. What's her name? When was she born? Give us all of the good details.
She was born on September 15th, which was a Sunday morning, and it was really beautiful. I went into labor really quickly. Everything was really fast. And she was 7'13". Mm-hmm. Now I think she might be about 9 pounds already. She's 8 weeks old, and she's doing great sleeping through the night. She's just wonderful. She's a really, really good baby. Now, some people might be saying, why do I have this ridiculous bow in her hair? But
because you can.
She's adorable.
We're matching today. Oh, my goodness.
Well, see, Jasmine, I had all girls, so I understand why you have a bow in their hair, because you can.
Yeah.
And right now, she's not old enough to yank it off. And look at her. She's precious.
She's adorable.
For a lot of food, a lot of formula. So she's a milk drunk, as we say.
That's the best kind of drunk.
Yes, she
okay.
is.
So before you had the baby, we chatted. You were pregnant at the time, and you asked Carrie and I for advice. And you said, you know, what's the deal with this? And I said, oh, Jasmine, those first 6 weeks are like baby boot camp. Mm-hmm. What have the first 6 weeks been like for you? What was it like?
Thankfully, I have my husband with me, and he helps me all the time because I don't. Without him, I don't think I could do it, you know, by myself. But, you know, she gets up every 3 to 4 hours throughout the night, and that does get really tough. But I'm really starting to learn her routine and how to calm her down and what she wants and the different sounds and the different cries. So the more that I learn, you know, about her, the more comfortable I feel. It's hard to get out of the house sometimes. It's sometimes just easier to sit here. But then you get, you know, cabin fever. So I've been trying to take her out, you know, more and do things and visit. My family's all around, and that really helps too. But yeah, it's been a lot, but it's been so wonderful, and I'm so happy, and I just love her so much. She's so wonderful.
Oh, you know, Jasmine, I think my advice to you was you'll be fine. You know, trust your instincts. It's going to be okay. Do you think I was right? I know you're not too far into it, but I'm looking at you.
Don't
with her.
Tell her she was right. Don't tell me I'm right. Don't tell her.
Tell me. But I'm looking at you, and you look like a natural mama.
You're glowing.
I got this, and I love it. So was I a little bit right when I said that?
Yeah, and my mom gave me the biggest compliment because I told her that, you know, I was so scared, like I'm sure many women are, to give birth. And it ended up being very, you know, not scary. It was great. The nurses were great at UPMC Pinnacle. The doctors were great. And my mom said, well, you know, your body is just made to, you know, bear children. And I was like, I never thought of that before. You know, like she, being a mother is my best look, you know, I'm comfortable. And it's really cool watching the milestones because now she's starting to laugh, you know, and smile at me. And then we show her these baby stimulation videos on YouTube and her faces are hysterical. It's so cool to see her start to understand things and recognize people and everything like that. And she's smiling.
I love it. Like she's just so peace and Jesus sleeping through this whole thing. What has been the biggest challenge for you? Something that you didn't anticipate?
You know, I'll be really, really candid with you guys. I was really nervous about breastfeeding, and I did it for about 4 weeks, and it just ultimately wasn't for me. I wasn't able to do much more than breastfeed.
Yeah.
So I decided to ultimately give it up, and there were times where I felt like a failure and a loser, and that was hard for me to kind of stop doing that. But it's been wonderful. You know, she's full all the time now. She's happy and she's getting all the nutrients that she needs. So that was kind of tough.
Yeah, and I think that one of the things motherhood teaches you is that you have to listen to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you are not going to be a good, effective mama if you are so worried about what everybody else is going to think and feel, and you get yourself worked up about those things. So I say kudos to you. I love that you figured that out because now you're not so stressed. And you're
right.
Enjoying yourself more. So what is the dynamic like in the house? You know, it's you and your husband and you have a dog and you add a baby. What's that feel like? It's such a beautiful, exciting time.
We have two dogs. We have a Chihuahua who's about 4 pounds. And then we have a Mastiff who's 104 pounds.
Sounds like my house.
I think, you know, jealous and protective. And when the baby cries, you know, he runs over to make sure everything's okay. And the Chihuahua is just like, who does this little girl think she is? Like, move over and pet me. So it's funny with the dogs. But like I said, Harrisburg's home to me. I have all my family here. So it's wonderful that they come to visit. My little sister is just up the road. So the dynamic is very nice because of the family so close. So that's really, really great. And we did go for a station visit. I think I may have sent you guys a picture of that. I'll have to send one if I didn't. So I get to see, you know, I got to see so many different people and they come to visit too. So it's so nice.
Speaking of the station, I hate to bring this up, but you do have to go back to work soon. Sorry, reality check.
So Flora said drop her off at your house,
I'll
right?
I'll take her every day, every second of the day. Are you getting anxious about that? Are you worried about going back to work?
I don't feel worried about it. I think everyone has to do what makes them happy. But for me, I'm a working woman. That's part of my identity that I love and enjoy. And I couldn't sit home all day, and I think that moms that do it are great, but obviously that's a hard job mentally as well, you know. So I'm excited to kind of get my little self back at work and go back. I go back the beginning of December, so I'm going to have to start putting hair and makeup on. Like when you ask me to do that, yes, but where else can I go today because now I'm done? Because
yes.
I walk around in a robe and you know, my hair and ponytail. I hate doing makeup. Everybody always says, you know, oh, do you get your hair and makeup done for work? I'm like, no. So when I don't have to do it, I'm not doing it. But I'm excited to go back. That can change when I'm there.
Yeah.
Of course it can. Okay, so my last question, I think a lot of people who are listening to you and so excited for you, you know, there are some people that just might want a little advice. I think they learned a lot from you today. You've done what's right for you.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of good things that are coming out of you just sharing your darling daughter with us today. But how about a little advice? I think somebody could always use advice.
Oh, a little advice. Okay, what is my advice? Don't cry, please don't cry. When I get overwhelmed and, you know, maybe she's crying and my house is starting to get a mess and the dogs need to go outside, I always just say, concentrate, relax, put your baby first. What does she need? take care of her, and it's okay if you let other things go. You know, I'm a neat freak, so like I want things nice in my house, but the laundry's piling up, the dishes pile up, you know. Just take care of your baby and yourself, of course, and do the things that are important, and spend your time where it matters. And if other things are let go a little bit, that's okay.
Wow. Love it. I love that. That was great advice.
Great advice.
Thanks, Jasmine. We will see you back on the boob tube soon, right? You're back.
Yes.
When are you coming back to work?
Oh, hi, there she is.
Hi, London.
Hi, baby girl.
She woke up.
The big stretch.
Wait. Oh, she's so cute.
Hi, love.
Oh, she's adorable.
Oh, just in time, sugar.
Oh my goodness.
Ladies.
Bye. Thanks for talking to us. Thank you so much. You know, I love what she said. That was actually great advice because I do remember when I was home on maternity leave and oh my gosh, all of these different things were going on. We were building a house, trying to sell our house and this and I felt so overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. And right at that moment, a woman came to the door. And she came in, and I'm like, I can't handle this. And she looked at me, and she said, "This too shall pass."
Of course.
And it was like, that was what I needed to hear at that moment. She said, "I know you're feeling overwhelmed. The baby's crying. You're trying to build a house. You're selling your house. You're trying to pack up. You're feeling so overwhelmed." But she said, 5 years will go by like that.
And then
10 years will go by.
Yeah.
And she said, "Just remember, this too shall pass." And so I think that's great advice.
Yeah, I wish I had had Jasmine giving me that advice.
Yeah, it was good.
Well, and I wasn't a working mom right at that time. We had decided I could take that time off. And I think I put too much pressure on myself because my thought was, well, this is my job. And I somehow piled on more. And so I felt like, well, I really need to stay on top of the laundry and the cooking and the taking care of this and that. I think we all need to give ourselves a break and cut ourselves some slack. And you're right. Those baby times are so, what do they always say? The days are long, but the years are short.
Yeah,
and I'm
they
telling
sure
you,
are.
It really is. So I'm so happy for Jasmine. I'm really happy that
she looks great.
She looks wonderful. You see it in her eyes.
Yeah. She's glowing.
She's really happy and glowing. And baby London, my gosh.
Baby love.
Darling.
Thanks so much for tuning in. As always, we love to tell you that we are all over social media. We are Chick to Chick USA. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram,
Twitter,
all over the place.
And you know what? Don't forget, you can always subscribe to Chick to Chick on our YouTube page. And that's great because every Monday, it's just going to pop up and remind you to listen to our next podcast.
All right. And so until next time, until we are back to chirp about another topic. Bye.
See ya.